Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy Logan Paulson. Logan, you're one of two tight ends named Logan that played for the football team. Joining us today, we got Logan Thomas coming up at 5 o'clock.
Ooh, that's fantastic, man. I'd like to talk to him.
He's awesome. He's a really, really good interview.
Badass.
Everyone, make sure you listen because he's very, very good, not only at football, but at talking into a phone as well. Logan, you watched the film of the game. Presumably, I want to start with Taylor Heinicke. What did we see? What did we think?
Yeah, so, I mean, Taylor Heinicke's doing a nice job. I think he's making good decisions. I think, obviously, the interception, he's trying to do a little too much there. It's like a Tampa 2 variation. He's trying to attack the seam. He's trying to beat the mic. He's trying to beat Bobby Wagner, who's the best mic in football right now. And that's a tough win. That's a tough ask, even though you got a very talented guy in Logan Thomas. I think that's just him trying to do a little bit too much. But I think overall, he's done a nice job of finding the open throw and being on rhythm with his throws, which is a big deal. And I think that is a nice sign of his progression as a player.
So, Logan, here's my contention, and I want your expert opinion on it.
Yep.
I think that he's succeeding in this role, like this way, this design. Like the real nasty quarterbacks, the guys that are stars, can do a lot more. They can throw down the field. They can make all the throws. They can do all the things that you'd want, and your offense is limitless. I think their offense basically is this, like, 5 out of 10, just kind of let's chug along and punch people a little bit and run the ball some and throw short with the occasional trickeration that can get somebody open more than 10 yards down the field. I think he could succeed in that, but I think it's a lower ceiling. Am I wrong? Am I right? Talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's 100% accurate assessment. I think what they've done is they found a formula that seems to be working very effectively, right? They've kind of come out of the bye with a new and improved philosophy in terms of running the football. They've got a great, well-coached group that's playing physical football. Lean on them. They're doing great pass protection. Lean on them in that regard. Taylor Heinicke is showing an ability in the short to intermediate passing game to get the ball to the right person. I think that's right. I think that's the way this offense needs to function. I don't think he's a down-the-field passer at the moment. But if you look at successful offenses in the NFL, they have that element to them. A good offense can do multiple things, right? They can run the football. They can hit the intermediate passing game. They have excellent screen game. They have an excellent deep passing game. They have an excellent play-action passing game. And right now, I don't think that deep passing game is quite there yet. And that, to be fair, might be, because, like, the receivers that he has outside of Terry McLaurin don't excel in that department. If you look at other teams with more accomplished deep passing games, they have better skill position players that their talents lie in that area. But I do think it also is a reflection of his limited skill set. I don't think he's got the strongest arm in the world, and people with strong arms tend not to push the ball down the field. Example number one that comes to mind is Alex Smith or Chad Pennington, a guy like that. Successful, productive NFL offenses, but are somewhat limited in what the offense can do, and they have to rely on other facets of the game to be successful.
Logan Paulson is with us on Grant and Danny. When you look at some of the advanced metrics for running backs, they're not kind to Antonio Gibson, specifically early this season. You know, yards expected versus yards gained, you know, whether or not you got everything you could out of a play via next-gen stats, that type of thing. I feel like they're trending in the right direction over the last few weeks, and I want to know if you're seeing a difference. It seemed to me like this was an awesome game for him, but I don't know if that's what your eyes told you.
Yeah, I think there has been a positive trend. And I think, again, I go back to this kind of transition in the running philosophy. So when you run a lot of RPO, you run a lot of, like, structure. And so what I mean by that is when you are blocking in the run game, you usually account for the four down linemen and the three linebackers, right? However, with modern NFL coverages, you're facing a lot of nickel, so identifying who is who and who's a linebacker, who's a safety from that nickel position can be really challenging. So teams have adopted this philosophy of pushing the run to the farthest defender in the box. We've talked about this on the show before. When you do that, you create poor angles in the run game, and it makes it very, 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 very challenging for the running back to read the run effectively because everything gets washed. There's no definitive answer in terms of where the cut should be. They, over the last couple of weeks, and it might be because of the defenses that they're playing, have gotten out of that. And I think it's made it a lot easier for him to find the correct hole. And in addition to finding, like, just having simpler looks in the run game, I think they've done a nice job of getting him healthy, to be quite honest. Like, he's got the burst, he's got the power, all of those things that we expected to see from him from his performance against the Chargers week one. And then he sustained that injury, and he looked very limited. That guy is not there anymore. The guy, the explosive playmaker that we were expecting, is now back in the mix, and that's exciting for me. And I think it is also kind of coincides with this change in running philosophy.
Here's what I think happened. Scott Turner listened to our guest Logan Paulson talk about it and said, I should probably change everything I'm doing. This Logan fella knows his business there on that Grant and Danny radio program. Logan Paulson with us here on G&D. So let's go to the other side of the football defensively. They're still doing it. Three straight weeks of this. I don't quite know how without the two bookend defensive ends that kind of makes things easy. Now, again, my rudimentary eyes tell me they're just mixing stuff up. Jack Del Rio's mixing blitzes. All of a sudden, Landon Collins is coming downhill. They're doing that. I forget exactly how it was described on the TV copy, but they two guys line up to blitz. One guy does, depending on which way that guy, the lineman goes, the other guy drops into coverage. There's all sorts of funky stuff that I feel like I wasn't seeing the first half of the year. It just seems to me that Jack Del Rio is really mixing and matching. Is that what you're seeing?
It's funny. Like a lot of the stuff that Jack Del Rio was doing from a pressure standpoint showed up earlier in the year too, but they just weren't executing with the same level of proficiency that you saw these last three games, I think. And a big reason for that is because the coverage on the back end wasn't quite there. I think the implementation of Cam Curl in that strong safety role and Bobby McCain on the back end, like I cannot say enough about what those guys have done in terms of passing off route concepts and matching pass and covering at a high level. I think it's just been exemplary in terms of how they've been playing. Obviously, Landon Collins moving to that kind of, you know, Buffalo nickel linebacker safety hybrid role has been fantastic for this group because you can really play to his skill sets. I think it's a little frustrating that it didn't happen earlier because this is the player, this is who he is as a player, and I'm surprised it didn't have happened, but obviously they're reaping the rewards of that, and that's fantastic. So, you know, props to Jack Del Rio, I think, for kind of staying the course and making some kind of challenging personnel decisions, although to me they weren't that challenging. But I think those are the reasons you see a more effective defensive personnel and defensive structure.
Logan Paulson watches the film for us. He joins us every single week. We look back at the previous game, look ahead to the upcoming matchup. So let's do that. Raiders on Sunday. Darren Waller's not going to play. As you know, he's a unicorn at your former position. There just aren't guys like that, dude. Yeah. How different is this offense going to look without him? And I should say we're not, it's not guaranteed he doesn't play. It's just, I guess at this point, likely he won't.
Yeah, I think the last thing I saw was that, like, it was, you know, a game time decision, which probably means the, you know, the coach for the Raiders is like, oh, guys, just prepare for him just in case, but he's not going to play, so don't worry about it. So to me, he's their offense. Him and Hunter Renfro are the, like, the sinew of their offense. And what I mean by that, they kind of hold everything together. They can't really run the football right now, and so Darren Waller has been uncoverable for most of the year. They can line him up at a receiver, they can line him up at tight end, and he can execute at an extremely high level in all facets. The other guy that's playing really well is Hunter Renfro. In terms of target volume, he is, I think, he has the most receptions on their team, excuse me. And a lot of that's because he's really good on third down. He's really good at defining soft spots in the zone. And Derek Carr has a tremendous amount of comfort with him and his skill set. However, I think the beating heart of this offense is not those two guys, even though they lead the team in targets, is the big play. These guys want to chuck the ball down the field, and a lot of it is because they just can't consistently execute at a high level in terms of going on, you know, 8, 9, 10 play drives the way the Washington football team does. They don't have a running game to sustain it. Derek Carr doesn't seem to be comfortable in that short intermediate passing game. So they take shots and they live and die by that. I mean, it's almost uncanny. If you look at their last three games, every single scoring drive they had in that breakdown, there was an explosive play at some point in that drive. And I'm not talking like, oh, it's 20 yards quarterback scramble. I'm talking like these are big plays. Pass interference for 40 yards, completion for 50 yards, and then they're able to capitalize on it because the drives get much shorter. So as much as Darren Waller is a feature of this offense, like the thing that makes this offense go are those guys on the outside for them.
So, Logan, let's flip sides of the ball real quick. Yannick Ngakoue, Max Crosby. I mean, Jonathan Abrams is a good player at safety, and they got a linebacker that makes a bunch of tackles. But to me, Max Crosby is an absolute monster. The sack totals aren't there, but everything else is. I'm actually worried that there's kind of a dam breaking here with this Washington offensive line that's done an amazing job despite a bunch of injuries to center and the constantly rotating cast. I think this might be the week the dam breaks. I think Oakland could get some, Vegas can get some pressure here. What do you think?
Dollar in the jar.
I know.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's starting to show signs of starting to crack a little bit here in terms of the offensive line. They've done a job that I think is they cannot be commended enough to have as much rotation and as much turnover amongst that group and still be playing like one of the best groups in the NFL is a testament to the offensive line coach and a testament to the staff. But I do understand what you're saying. It's so hard for them to consistently do that week in and week out. And you mentioned Max Crosby. I think he's leading the NFL in pressures at the moment, or he's top five. And he is a force. He just has a very nice feel in pass rushing situations for leverages. And he has enough athleticism to kind of have a couple of moves there that can make you look silly. So I think, obviously, and then Ngakoue is their sack leader at the moment. And he is a speed rusher who wants to rush the passer like almost exclusively. And he's very good at it. So I do think it's going to be some challenges this week. I got to, again, give credit to Scott Turner. He's done a good job with his play calling of insulating the offensive line. I think you guys can think back to the Seattle game, calling a little more keeper action, moving the pocket a little bit, more play action. I think you see that more because I think Taylor Heinicke's good at that stuff, but I think it also insulates the offensive line from having to pass protect in a drop-back passing situation.
Gut feel? They win the game on Sunday?
Yeah, I think this is going to be tough, man. I mean, it's not going to be tough because of the personnel necessarily. I think it's more of a tough situation because of you got a short week, you got to travel, and then the Raiders have had an extra couple of days to get ready for you. So I think that's what makes this difficult. I think you mentioned Abrams, or the safety, I forget his name, 25, Abraham. He's an excellent run support player, but is like he has the highest completion percentage of any defensive player in the NFL based on PFF metrics. So in terms of coverage and stopping the run, like they're kind of lacking outside of those defensive ends, the one linebacker like you mentioned. So I think offensively they're going to be able to move the ball and execute. I think the defense, if they play a lot of cover two, Tampa two, can contain that offense. I just am worried that they've had three very physical and emotional games in a row. It's a road trip. It's going to be very, very challenging for them to kind of match that intensity, I feel. But I'm going to ride the wave. I'm going to pick Washington.
Logan, awesome as always, buddy. I know you had some unhealthy food about 17, 18 years ago, so good luck with your detox, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks, guys.
See you, dude.
You had it, by the way. Jonathan Abrams, you were all over it. I think we lost him.
Yeah, he was right.
He was right.
He questioned himself. He was like, Abraham, Swimmy, yeah. Swami, Samsonite.
I was trying
Samsonite.
To congratulate him, but yeah. I think he was gone. But Jonathan Abrams, he had it the first time.
That's the guy. What did he not understand? Salmon. He couldn't say salmon. He's the guy that said salmon
Hard Knocks. Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
Now, he struggled. I think he's got some Landon Collins to him, who has a little bit of Jamal Adams to him. He is a box safety.
Uh-huh.
That guy should be playing some linebacker.
He's got a ton of tackles.
Yeah, well, he is effectively just a linebacker. Right. He just blows everybody up, but he can be had in the passing game. Great segment, as always, from Logan. Next on Grant and Danny, let's get into Thursday Night Football. There's a lot at stake in the NFC East and for Washington tonight with Dallas playing New Orleans. We got a game coming up at 3:40 for Caps tickets.
Does Grant know the band? We're going to give away a whole bunch of Caps tickets at 3:40.
You are listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.